and pituitropin. I'm getting there right now. The next one we're looking at here is pituitropin. Dr. Lee said, we may consider pituitropin as having a role in all endocrinopathies and may be considered a universal PMG, acting as a synergist to most of the cytotrophic extracts, meaning the other PMGs. It is useful in all cases where fullest response is desired or where other measures may prove lacking. Translation, when in doubt, add pituitropin. Because that's what he found. The pituitary, sitting in that master control seat just below the hypothalamus, is often the thing that unlocks all the good stuff you're doing that just isn't happening. So he recommended, if all else fails, but in particular for all gastrointestinal cases, use 3 to 6 pituitropin. It has its most dramatic effect on GI cases, regardless of the entity, IBS, simple heartburn, whatever it may be, that's directly trophically controlled by the pituitary. So 3 to 6 pituitropin. 6, if they can tolerate it, meaning you don't get a strong histamine cleansing response, in which case you have to back off for a while and work your way up. The key to long-term effective protomorphogen use is not large amounts, long time is what you want. It's time, not quantity. Smaller amounts, long-term, much better than massive amounts, short-term. Now, he recommended it for fatigue, just a number of indicators for pituitropin, stress intolerance. I put it here because it is number uno on the list for digestive complaints. So any case that is consistently needing gastrex, I would anticipate you'll tell me they're also getting pituitropin. There's just some things that are going to automatically be there. If it's a one-time event and gastrex worked, it's never happened before and never since, then okay. Now, they may already be getting what? Simplex F or M. They certainly, henceforth and forevermore, having walked into your office, are getting Catalin, and probably simplex F or M, unless other things came to the front as being indicated right now, in which case they would already be getting pituitropin, but a small amount. If they're getting 6 simplex F or M, they're getting only about 1 pituitropin. So even though they're getting it, you can augment that with additional pituitropin. Metabolic disorders, where they are simply unexplained, we don't know why, delayed healing response, nerve problems, hyperadrenia, 1-3 times per day or 2 therapeutically. So I put that in so that you could see his phrase, a universal PMG, which means for any case, always, you can add that as an adjunct. And you'll never be wrong. It may just not add any observable additional benefit, but it certainly can make a difference when all else is failing. So consider pituitropin the universal PMG.